The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for January is The Narrow Path with Steve Gregg. Heard weekdays in the 2 p.m. hour exclusively on KCIS. The Narrow Path is a live question and answer program where listeners interact with Steve with various Bible and theological questions. Steve has many resources as well at his website, thenarrowpath.com. Recently, a listener was asking Steve about different interpretations of the atonement and why Jesus had to die for our sins.
The other day, my pastor was having a class with us, and he said the reason Jesus died on the cross and went through all that suffering was to show us how hurtful sin is, and also because he is just, and because the sin had to be paid for, and he said God could have done anything he wanted to because he was God. The real reason Jesus had to die on the cross was to show us how hurtful sin is.
Okay, so you know, our first caller today was asking about different views of the atonement. Your pastor apparently holds what's called the moral influence view, that Jesus' death didn't really do anything except be a tremendous example of somebody who's willing to die in obedience to his Father, and to illustrate how wicked sin is, that it would require such a thing, and that such a good person, such a lovely person, could be destroyed by sinful people. It shows how ugly sin is. In other words, they believe that the whole transaction being simply a terrible injustice is exemplary of, you know, how people should be, how we should hate sin and so forth. Well, if that is true, then frankly, every injustice would have that purpose, and especially every martyrdom. When Stephen was stoned to death, well, that would show us how ugly sin is too, because the people who did it were ugly and sinful, and he was faithful unto death. In fact, there were hundreds of martyrs, Christian martyrs, who were fed to the lions and burned at the stake and died in various ways. And therefore, if Jesus' death only served in that way, then it was no different than the death of any righteous person who dies through the sins of wicked people committing injustice against him. I think the Bible would not make such an issue of the death of Jesus if it was no more important than that of any other martyr and didn't do any more than to show us that sin is a bad thing. And certainly the Bible says far more things than that. So I think your pastor, what kind of church are you going to anyway?
Baptist, Southern Baptist.
Really? I'm surprised that a Southern Baptist pastor would say those things, because Southern Baptists are usually a little more conservative. And for him to suggest that God didn't need for Jesus to die, it just was a good way to show him how ugly sin is. Well, then that's a pretty expensive price to pay for that, I'd say. I mean, if God can just forgive sins without Jesus dying, then what a terrible waste it was for him to have Jesus die. I mean, what a bad economist to pay so much for something that could have gotten much cheaper, just forgiveness. No, I think the reason that Jesus died is because there was no other way that man's sin could be atoned for. If your pastor doesn't see it that way, then I'm not really sure that he's a man of Scripture.
Well, I was surprised. He has a PhD in hermeneutics.
That doesn't mean anything.
He's very conservative, generally speaking.
Yeah, that usually means something. That usually means something. A PhD in hermeneutics or a PhD in anything doesn't mean that a person knows how to think or that they have any interest in truth. They might, but that doesn't tell you that they do. The fact that he's usually conservative, that would usually predict for him saying something different than what he said to you. But, yeah, I can't speak for him. You might want to make an appointment to talk to him and ask him more about that question. Because if he believes that's all there was to it, that Jesus just died so that people could see how bad sin is, well, I mean, we can all see how bad sin is every time we are sinned against. In fact, I think that most people are more pinched by sins that are committed against them personally than they are by contemplating the death of Jesus 2,000 years ago. I mean, the average person is much more aware of how ugly sin is when people rob them or abuse them or gossip against them, and they suffer from someone's sins. That really tells you how bad sin is. And the death of Jesus does too, but I don't know that Jesus' death, as expensive as that was for God, would have been worthwhile if it wasn't doing anything more and just point out, look how bad sin is. I think there's lots of ways to figure out how bad sin is, and that's, like I said, any martyr's death would be a good way to demonstrate that, and Jesus' death would be seemingly unimportant.
In the Garden of Gethsemane, said to the Father, I don't know the exact words, but if there was any other way.
Yeah, he said, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. And the fact that it didn't pass from him means it wasn't possible. There was no alternative. There was no other way that man could be saved apart from Jesus dying. So I think your pastor is missing the larger part of the picture.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for January is The Narrow Path with Steve Gregg. Here at weekday afternoons in the 2 o'clock hour here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.